for one, so got some swearing.
Start your day at the Tollway, Northwest London. Thursday, 6th of Tishri, 21st of September, Reina Rav Rabbeshua Biton Shlita, Adon Haslichot, what are we Sephardim so happy about? This week's Torah way has been sponsored by Nishmas Morris, Golda Bas Rav Yehuda Leibish, Alei HaSholem Lok, whose Yahrzeit is tomorrow.
So, good morning. I titled Adon Haslichot, what are we Sephardim so happy about? Now, funnily enough, that if I say Adon HaSelichot in this room today, it's almost all of you will know the tune that I'm referring to, which is Adon HaSelichot. This is something that has become a top of the list song, internationally acclaimed around the world. It's funny because growing up, not so long ago, but growing up 25 years ago in Stamford Hill, I don't think there was anyone who knew the tune. I was a little, they're going to Slichas. I was going to Slichas in my school. We didn't speak about it. We didn't speak about the dips on the table. We didn't speak about, but today, for the good and for the bad, there's gefilte fish on my table, and there's charif on your table, and Adon HaSelichot is something that everyone sings about. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I think it's something. And there's this tune which it really gets into your kishkes. Yesterday I was in a school. I went to do a Selichot service for a group up in Bournemouth, in Elstree, and it's an Ashkenazi / international school, and there was an Ashkenazi slichas, and the boys, the Sfardim, decided they want one, so someone contacted me, and I went up there, and the boys, they could barely put on tefillin. It's 15, 20 of them. They could barely put on tefillin. Ashrei, they sort of got through Shema, and they had a teacher in the room, and I was leading with them the slichas, and he was standing there fascinated, comes to slichas, comes to Anenu, comes to Adon HaSelichot, comes to Ben Adam. These kids, who can barely put on tefillin straight, they're singing it with their eyes on the ceiling, they know it by heart, they're bouncing, the beat is it's actually rocking. And he comes to me after, he goes, how do they know it by heart? I said, it's funny you ask, because I was at the coastal a few weeks ago with my daughter, and we were there for Slichas. And I sent her to the Ezes Noshim. I went to the men's side. And I came back and I asked her, no, so how, what did you take? Was it a good Slichas? Thousands of people there. She goes, Daddy, the most amazing thing happened. I said, what? She goes, a group of chayalim came in, young girls. She says they were wearing trousers. They weren't dressed like the people that know how to daven. She's obviously new to her, the whole Israel scene. She goes, they did the whole Slichas without a machzor. The whole thing. She's fascinated. How is it that they... I said, look, it's one big song. We also say the same slichas every single day. And it goes in. It's ala boker, straight in the morning, or in their case, it's late at night. It stays in. It goes into your neshama. But what is pshat? Why is it that the yeshivish way to focus on Yom Hadin is sort of pachad adin, and there's a seriousness in the room. And by the svadim, there's a bit of a bounce in the room, Well, we take Yom Simchatchem, Yom Madechem quite seriously. Yom Simchatchem, Simcha. Says the Gemara in Yuma, famous Gemara, Amar Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish says, and it's going to be more than this because this I know that people know, G'dayla Teshuvah Shizdonis Nasale Kishkagos. Teshuvah is so great that if you've done something on purpose, if you've went and done a Avera on purpose, Zdonis Nasale Kishkagos, if you do the right Teshuvah in the right way, then all your actions become as if they were mistakes. So you started off on zero. You did an Avera, you're minus one. You now do Teshuvah, you're back to zero, happy. Slate clean. Shenema Shuvah Yisrael HaShem Nekecho Ki Kshalat Bo'enecho Hu Avoy Mezitu. V'korelei Mekshal, okay. V'homer Rish Lakish, immediately after. G'doyle Teshuvah Shedon Ez Nasle Gizchuyos. Famously, Rish Lakish says, well, hold on, there's actually another reference from a pasuk that tells us that gedoyla teshuva shizdoinos nasis loy kizchuyos, chuyos being merits. So you started off on zero, you've gone to minus one, you've now done teshuva, and you're plus one. What's going on? Says Rish Lakish, answers his own question, and he says loy kasha, kan me'ahava, kan me'ira. That there are two ways to approach teshuva. One way is through Ahava, love, and one way is through Yira. And through Yira, you go from a minus one to a zero. And through Ahava, you go from a minus one to a plus one. Says the Ben Yoyada, he's not happy with this, just looking at this at face value. And he says, Maseches Yom Daf Pei Vav, Ha'isa Teshuv Mira Zdon Yisnas L'Kishkogos. Aval Ha'isa Teshuv Mahava Zdon Yisnas L'Kishkogos. But yesh didactic. We have to be clear here. We have to point out, She'im Ish Yisrael, Yilav Benafshe, Loshuv B'Teshuv Shleim, Lifnei Hashem. If someone decides he's going to do the full teshuva, like Rambam Mehichas Teshuva, that he does the three steps and he ensures that he's never going to do it again if he's in the same matzah, etc., etc., etc. B'yitav drachav levakish ahav lekabel o ha-mitzvahs. V'lazov devach rosha. He says he's going to accept the mitzvahs and leave the bad. Hotinach da avoin atzmai nimchak. Ich verstehe that the old avoin gets wiped out. V'lo yizkiru lo yiklal. And that's the mamash chesed Hashem, that it's not, his name is wiped off those averis. Why? Where's the svara here? We're not living, you know, people think, and unfortunately you see now in the world, in all spheres of education, that, you know, it's just be happy. Just be happy. Get on a flight to Ukraine and everything's going to be all right. That's sort of where things are going. You know, Chas v'Shalom, don't get me wrong, Reb Shaila ben Moshe, these things are all fantastic, but it's not all smiles, minivans and blaring music and dancing and long payers. There's got to be a cheshmen. So you're telling me just because it's me'ahava, everything's going to be okay? Ech ze oved? And you're going to tell me it goes to zero? Plus one? Ad kedei kach? So he says, v'yesh loyma, the isa b'mseches kiddushin, machshova toiva HaKadosh Baruch Hu metzarfa l'maisa. Right? We know, thankfully, that if someone has the intention to do a good deed, you want to give your neighbor a gift because they just had a baby, you want to help them out with a breakfast, and you knock on the door and it happens to be that they're in a bet achlama, they're not there, and you're standing there with a breakfast, you wanted to do a mitzvah, b'kecholim, you couldn't do it, it wasn't able, shine. You wanted to go learn thing, you get there, the Beis Medrash is closed because of whatever, corona, you tried, right? Machshava tova, schut, tick. Thankfully, the reverse is not the same, right? Avo machshava ra, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu metzarfa l'maisa. If you had intention, chas v'shalom, to go and you get to the airport, the flight is cancelled, so you have to go back home to yeshiva. Your intentions are negative, but your actions are pure, and therefore it is not mitzaref lamaisa, and you are in a good space. When a person does an avera b'machshava and a maisa, every avera has the machshava component, that you have intentions and you want and you enjoy and you're happy to do this. And there's also the action, that ultimately you've done A, B, and C. Hashem is baruch b'chaz, le'ele sheik le'machshav l'ra, v'nishar rak ha'maisa. So the machshava part, because that's not valid. Machshava ra is not valid. So you're only left with the action. V'ne achakak she'oysa tshuva machshava, when you do tshuva, u'meitiv drachov mif'alim tovim, and you start correcting your ways through positive action, u'machshava is libo yitair, and then you've also now done teshuva in your, you know, hero teshuva and thought about your actions, and now you've come into a space of goodness. As moyel masa atoiv shel teshuva limchos masa avera, you've got your new positive actions wipe out your old actions. V'hamachshava is atoiv shel teshuva me'ahava, since machshava toiv is now a mitzvah, it becomes a mitzvah. Hakadosh Baruch Hu metzarif l'toiv v'nasa l'kishuyos. So you end up being plus one. Why? Because you've got your machshava, your actions have been wiped out, because you're now doing good actions, and you've done teshuva, and your machshava toiva, now that you're in a good headspace, that's nistar for kamaisa, and therefore it's a plus one. Aval im oisa teshuva meyira, however, if you do the teshuva meyira, as ain't ka machshava toiva, because teshuva meyira is, there's no machshava. You haven't gone through a thought process that this is negative, and we're going to explain this with a very noigea example, right? So what have you done? You've stopped your actions, because you're terrified. You stopped your actions because you're terrified. So you've got no maisera, but you've got no machshava toiva. So you got no maisera, that takes you up to zero. You had a maisera minus one. You've now got no maisera, you're at zero. Plus one, mehechatesa. There's no machshava, if you had a machshava toiva, misarfa yuvla maisa, you've got a plus one. Anything that he does is not be'etzem for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but much more for himself. And therefore, the bear is there as if it was a mistake, but the action is still there. Zmane velo osa toy, because he hasn't actually done good. Lamar Zed Doma, if you drive anywhere in the UK at the moment, and you go, I would say speed, but you're not speeding, you're driving 23.5 miles an hour, they will send you a letter in the post, as I found out when they changed this law recently on Finchley Road, right? They sent me a few letters in the post. Yes. Now, it is what it is. They call it speeding, as we can define the word speeding. If it's more than what they say, then it's speeding. So, but they give you two options. You can do tshuva me'ahava, or you can do tshuva me'yira. You can do tshuva me'ahava, which is, they won't give you 3 points and a fine. You'll pay for a course, which is the same cost as a fine. And you'll spend 5 hours of your life with a teacher that will explain you why it is so dangerous to drive at 20 miles an hour on an empty road at 1 in the morning. And it'll explain you that chas v'sholem, if you hit someone at 20, it's different to hitting them at 25. It'll explain you that by the time you finish the course, and if the teacher's very good, you'll really understand and you'll change your ways. And no longer will you do the avera again. Or you can accept the tshuva me'yira, and they'll just slam you with a 3-point fine. You have no idea why, what, when, where the speeding. You get your 3-point fine, you pay your £100, and shalom al Yisrael. Lamay nafkimine if you choose one or two. And this is really, really what the Rambam, the core of the Rambam's tshuva. The nafkamina is, if Rishi Sunak wakes up tomorrow and he says, today is a free day, and you can speed however much you want to speed, and there's no points, and no license, and no cameras. So if you took the 3-point fine, and that's what was stopping you, then you'll hit the pedal, and you'll drive like a meshugana. Because you're not a non-speeder. You're someone who be'etzem speeds. Now, of course, you don't want to get 3 points. You're scared. Take away the barrier. Vroom. You're gone. But if you're someone who went through the course and you got tshuva me'ahava, they can shout till tomorrow, speed. I'm sugar, I'm going to speed. Chas v'sholem, someone's going to run into the middle of the road and I'm going to hit them, and in 23 miles an hour, they're not going to be able to save their life. And 20 miles an hour, they will be able to save their life. So why would I ever do that? That is the difference between tshuva me'ahava and tshuva me'yira. It's simple. So mamela, you're now in a situation that you weren't before. Before you were a speeder, you were a baal avera. And now you're not a baal avera. Now you're actually someone who is far better placed than when he first started. Right? That is the Gemara in Yuma, and that is the way of understanding that Gemara. But Mamela, you see that there's two ways to approach tshuva, which is be'etzem, only one way, because the ultimate way, we're not looking here just to scare people, we're looking to help and make people understand. And in the same way that we educate our children and we educate people around us, it's no point in teaching them to just not do it when parents are looking or when authority is looking, but much rather to understand the depth. And that is the tshuva me'ahava. And there's a similar Gemara, and the Talmud Devar brings this down in a similar kind of shikul as Rish Lakish. But mokim shebali tshuva emdim, ain't tzadikim gemurim yochanim lamed shom, right? So where bali tshuva are standing, then even the biggest tzadikim cannot stand in their place. Now, what do you mean? What do you mean? Why is it now? If based on what we just said, it makes sense because you're now plus one, right? These bali tshuva, they're plus one, and the tzaddik is just the tzaddik. He's just on zero. He's never done anything wrong in his life. He's never stepped foot into McDonald's in his life. This guy who was oichel nevelis atreifus, he's now b'mokim shebali tshuva owned him. He's standing on a level like no before. Memela Rebbe Yashiv's over here, and whoever it is, maybe John Smith, is now much higher. Right? So it's the Gemara. There's a Gemara says the Talmud Devar. It's the Gemara in Yuma in Menachos. Daf Choftes on the base. It's the Gemara, the famous Gemara. Moshe Rabbeinu is asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's the story with the crowns on top of the letters? He says it's going to come Rabbi Akiva. Moshe Rabbeinu is like, who, Rabbi Akiva? Let me see him. He sits in his class. If a shnei can ein vart, Moshe Rabbeinu gets very distressed. What's going on? And he hears Rabbi Akiva say halacha l'Moshe Messina. He realizes this is a derivative of his Torah. Umameli, he gets very happy. And then the Gemara goes on to talk about the letters. And the Gemara says, what about this hay? I've got a problem, says the Gemara. Why? Because it says, what does it say? My dechsev bitchu ba'Hashem adead ki bekah Hashem tzur olamim. Yeah, bitchu ba'Hashem adead ki bekah Hashem tzur olamim. What's that all about? So literal translation is that with bitochen and Hashem is the rock of my world. But he has a problem. It should say bitchu ba'Hashem adead ki Hashem tzur olamim. Hashem is the creator of the world. Well, what's B'yudhei. Amalei kol ha'toyla. Okay, he says to him, Amalei. These refer to Yud and Hey refers to the two worlds that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created. Echad behei, ve'echad beYud. One world he created with a hey, and one world he created with Yud. Ve'eini yodea im olam haba beYud, ve'olam hazeh behei, im olam hazeh beYud, ve'olam haba behei. I don't know which world was created as a hey and which world was created as a Yud. But there are two worlds. Now this sounds very esoteric and Kabbalistic, but it's in the Gemara. That's why I have no problem in bringing it down. So we don't know which one is which. Elikshua Omer, it says in Bereshis, Eile told us Hashemayim Ba'aretz, Behiborom. This is the outcome of the Shemayim Ba'aretz, Behiborom, referring to Kadosh Baruch Hu creating the heavens and the earth. Al Tikri Behiborom. Don't call it Behiborom. If you look in the Chumash, it's got a small hay. Elo Behiborom. This world was created with a hay. So that answers that problem, that this world was created with a hay. Uvipna Mpnei Ma Nivra Ha'olam Hazeh Behei. Why was this world created with a hay? This world is like an achsadra, and just like a hay, unlike a samach, has got an opening at the bottom, right? Which the Mephoshim ask, well, usually an achsadra has the opening on the side, but a hay has an opening on the bottom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to enjoy this world, well, not to enjoy this world, to be in control of ourselves in this world, that we can go wherever we want. Dahainu, we can reach a point of Bechira, and we can reach a point that there is an opening. If you want, you can leave. You can leave the confinements of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's original creation, like Adam and Chava, and go. Right? That's the hay. Shekola rotze lotzes yotza. Umay tam elektarikari. What's pshat? There's a little... You could have made it with a ches. A ches also is nice and open on the bottom. So, well, what's the hay? He says... De'i hoda b'tshuva, may lelei v'ayle b'hach. That if he wants to be chosa b'tshuva, he can get into that little bit or the top of the hay, which the yud touches before it touches the dalet, that little gap on the top. Says the Gemara, behold on, he should go from the bottom. So the Gemara, you can't go from the bottom. Why? Because if you go through the bottom, and this is where the Talmud the very points out, then you haven't gained anything. You haven't gained anything. We're in this world, it's created like a hay. We have the options to unfortunately fall out through the bottom. It could have been created like a ches. And in fact, the ches, we'll see, is you know, sounds phonetically similar. Rafael Hirsch says the ches is phonetically similar to chet. And you could fall out of there as well. But the Gemara says, no, we want to be able to shuva, to toshuv to hay. We need to be able to go back to the hay. And the way to go back is not chas v'sholem, miyira, through the bottom, so that you've gained nothing. Right? You've done teshuva and you've gained nothing. You've come from the same way that you've gone out. No, you have to climb until you get into the top part of the hay. And how do you get into the top part of the hay? You have to make yourself shuffle, you have to make yourself small. The bottom gap is extremely wide. You fall out and Bob's your uncle and you're in the Olam HaSheker. To get back into the Olam, or the top of the hay, the Mokum She'ein Tzadikim Gemurim Yecholim Lamed Boy, that you have to go through a very strong process, a process of hard work, a process of self-reflection, in order to get into that gap. Umamela, you can't compare, says the Talmud Vayera, you can't compare the person that's gone out to the person that's come in. And he actually is saying this about me and you, the way we should be mitnaheg in Basar Vadam. He's saying, this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates. HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates that once we do an Avera and we fall out the bottom of the hay, he's left us a gap to come back. He's ensured that we don't have to come back Meira from the bottom, but rather we work our way, make ourselves small enough to reach through the top. And maybe we've come out like a broken arm, that when it's grown back together, at that point it's far stronger than it ever was, and we're far stronger, and maybe we're far stronger than Rebbe Yashiv was at that point, because you're now someone who's worked on yourself and has made gdorim on yourself, l'gabba that avera that you'll never walk into McDonald's, whereas the average man, he sees McDonald's, they're lo nichnas lecheshbono. So you're much stronger. And that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tshuva. So too, if chas v'shalom have reached a fight with a person, we should try and get back to him, but ahava, that the ahava gmura is far better, but the relationship was far better when you start off. When someone asks us to be moichel him, it's not just, oh, moichel back to square one. We should reach a point, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're now, the relationship is bigger. And truth is, we all have experienced those cases where we've unfortunately hurt someone, and we've managed to make shalom, and that shalom is so far greater, and we end up actually being great friends, better than where we were. So it is possible, and that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that we should do here with the hay, and that is the teshuvah, toshuv al hay, and that is the reason that we're given, which is similar to what we say in Rosh Lakish. One is me'ahava, one is that you've worked on yourself and you've gone to a point of love and joy, and one is that you've worked on yourself and you got through the hay, which is the same concept. Or you could just do it me'ira, where you're in fear. Now, the funny thing is, if you look at that Gemara, proceeds to the Gemara of Rabbi Akiva. Moshe Rabbeinu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he showed him Rabbi Akiva, if there's going to be a Rabbi Akiva, why do you need me? Why do you need me? Right, which fits very well with Talmud Torah's thing, that if Tzadikim Gemurim Yeinei Yechalamed, where Rabbi Akiva was for 40 years, he was at Am Haaretz, was not Mamin. So Moshe Rabbeinu's like, why do you need me? You got Rabbi Akiva, who's a Baal Tshuva Shoga. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no. He's learning about the crowns. If you look at the end of the Gemara of the Hay, the Gemara says, "Umaytame isle taga." Oh my HaKadosh Baruch Hu, im choza. Why does the Hay have a crown on top of it? Im choza. If someone's choza b'tshuva through the top of the Hay, ani koshaloi kesher. I will make him a crown. So this is Rabbi Akiva, who gets all the ksarim, because he was the ultimate Baal Tshuva. Now, you have to be clear, it's obviously that if someone's done Tshuva on one little point, yeah, he's not going to now become the greatest tzaddik, maybe the Gabbat Nakuda. But if someone's done a true Gemurah like Rabbi Akiva, then yeah, he's in a higher point than every single person. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to make him these crowns. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu saw the crowns, and he's like, what am I doing here?
What was the answer?
What, with regards to what?
Why Moshe not Rabbi Akiva?
So that right after that he says in Torah and Schora, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says there are some things that I know and you don't know. This is the same sentence. So, and here's another little another point we can learn. To get into the hay doesn't take, to get to the top of the hay doesn't take 30 seconds. And I see this from 10, 11 years now of working with people who are growing in the JLE and now at Chazak. And it was always a sign. Someone walked in and said, oh, Rabbi, how are you? And I met him. Hi, my name is John Smith. Next week he'll come in. Hi, my name is Chaim. He's wearing talis, tefillin, tzitzis. I knew two things. Either he's a goy, not halachically Jewish, and he doesn't know, and he has no yetzahara. Or in 2 weeks' time, he's going to come back, or he's not going to come back. Because you can't. To go through the bottom of the hay, yicholim asod zekacha, right? You go to jail, and you come out with a big knitted couple and treles, right? That's through the bottom of the hay. To get through the top of the hay, that takes 10 years. And there's people that I met 10 years ago who are now mamash kriching around the top of the hay. That's a long procedure. I just want to point out one more thing, that the Pasuk says, why couldn't it be a ches? Because firstly, a ches doesn't have the gap on the top, it's just in the bottom. And if we look in Bereshis, when it talks about Dinah and the children in Shechem, it says, uses the word ches as it's spelt, not with a tes. Vayi chitat chitas elekim al ha'arim asher sviv seim. They were terrified. The word chitat chet is terrified. So when you're terrified, the ches is terror. That's how you come back. That's the speeding ticket 3.5. We don't want that. We want the hay, which is ahava. And as the Kliyoka says, we don't have time to look at it inside. The Kliyoka says that la'avod be'ahava is la'avod be'simcha. So when we sing, what are we singing? We made a chet in front of you. We made a chet before you, which is now a mitzvah. Why? Because we're doing it b'ahava. Rachem aleinu. Rachem is always ahava. So memela, we're standing there, and we're saying, chatanu lefanecha. We've reached a point of ahava, of simcha. Or memela, we're happy about it. We're singing about it. We don't have time to discuss what we can do in 30 seconds. Ah, so someone asked me, so Rabbi, I'm going to do averus, and then convert them. I'm going to do averus and convert them. But we know the Rambam, based on the Gemara, that says no. Omer ve'echter shuv. Why not? Says the Gemara later, because it's nasalik a heter. Mazutomeret nasalik a heter. So we think you're agil to do something, it becomes a heter. More than that, if the avera that you're doing is to be a heter, is to be matir to do more mitzvahs, you'll never be able to do tshuva on that because you always think it was a good thing. The hardest things that we find to do tshuva on are the things that we don't even think we've done wrong. So if you're doing an avera because you want it to be a schus, how are you ever going to do tshuva? Well, I won't do it again. I will do it again. Why would I do it again? Because I think it's a mitzvah. Or memela, that's a silly strategy to go about. And Be'ezrat Hashem, we should all have the simchas achayim, but also simcha and ahava in our tshuva, and we will be able to all sing Adonai Selichot at the Kosel together.
Amen.
At the Beis Hamikdash.
Yeah, it's a mitzvah, shenema.